Cardinal George Pell says he has the full backing of the Pope as he faces the Royal Commission for a second day. Speaking via video link yesterday, Cardinal Pell admitted the Catholic Church had made enormous mistakes in its handling of child sexual abuse. As he arrived at the hotel in Rome a short time ago, the Cardinal confirmed he had been meeting today with the Pope. Labor has accused the government of rushing Senate voting rules through Parliament so it can call a double dissolution election in July. The Prime Minister says he expects it will be held between August and October, but hasn't ruled out an earlier poll. Parliament will hold a brief hearing on the Senate voting laws today. Malcolm Turnbull is also grappling with backbench unrest over negative gearing, which is likely to be raised at a party room meeting this morning. About 40 people have been evacuated from their homes after a building partially collapsed in Sydney's inner west last night. The earth slipped around an excavation site at Enfield, causing one building to cave in and prompting fears nearby structures could also crumble. And the race for the White House intensifies today on so-called Super Tuesday, when nomination contests are held in 11 US states. Colorado, Texas and Virginia are among the biggest races for both the Democrats and Republicans. Fresh polling suggests Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are poised to lead their respective sides into the election in November.